Hey everybody, how you doing? Welcome to the Saturday Night Martyrs. I'm Rich Experience. I'm going to do a few songs just to open this up, you know, and get everybody going. As you can see from my lab coat here, I'm a scientist, you know. I used to work at this place called, my name is Rich. I used to work at this place called Kraft Foods. I'm makers of fine cheeses and cheese-type products and things like that. And what I used to do is I used to work with foods of the future, stuff you don't even know you like yet, but from your personality profile, I could tell you might like in like 5 or 10 years in the future. And I used to work on Nabisco products because Kraft bought Nabisco at the time I was working there, and the Oreo cookie was one of the things that I was allowed to work on. The people in Nabisco didn't like it. They didn't want me working on their Oreo, man. Don't fuck with the formula, man. Don't fuck with the formula. But the Kraft said, hey, go ahead and do whatever you want with it. So I'm like, all right. So I encapsulated this orange flavoring and the creamy filling of the chocolate Oreo cookie. And the deal was, you know, when you eat your first orange Oreo, you know, you couldn't smell or see any difference between that and the other Oreos. But what happened was you ate the first one, and these little capsules of orange flavor would just start releasing in your mouth. And it didn't really taste that good. It tasted okay. But when you ate the second one, it tasted a little bit better. And when you ate your third one, the release factor would just kick in, and it just tasted like orange chocolate heaven. And you just kept eating. As long as you kept shoving them in your mouth, you know, just keep tasting awesome. So I was there on a Friday, and I went out Thursday the night before, and I got pretty trashed, you know. I was out at an open mic, you know, with some friends, and I got to work on time on Friday, and I was sitting there, I was making this cheese stuff for this project called Project Moon, and they always name these projects weird shit, Project Moon, because Moon is made out of cheese or whatever, but this product, it had no cheese in it, really. It was just fat with this cheese tang in it, you know, they put in there, and their deal was they wanted to stick this in, like, a Triscuit or a Ritz cracker. So when you eat it, it gives you this nice cheesy flavor, you know, and it kind of lubricates the esophagus as it goes down, you know. So I was sitting there in the morning, I'm hungover, and I'm making vats of this stuff, you know. I'm all by myself in the lab, and the stuff's spinning around, and I can't listen to music or anything, so I kind of sing these stupid little songs that I wrote when I was at work. And this one song I wrote, you know, I started singing it, you know, it made me feel better about myself and stuff, you know, and it kind of went like this. Everybody.
Happy cheese, happy cheese, happy, 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 happy cheese, happy cheese, happy cheese, happy, happy, happy cheese.
So I'm singing a little song and I'm feeling kind of good. My boss comes walking in. Hey Richard, how you doing? Pretty good, Rajisha, what's up? Hey Richard, how long you work here at Kraft? Well, I've been temping here for about 3 years now. Well, Richard, I hate to tell you this, but there's a new policy from upper management. Any temper that's been here over 6 months is considered a lawsuit liability. But Rajisha, what does that mean? It means your job will have to be terminated. Terminated? So I'm driving in my car, and all I can think about is turning that car around, driving through the front gates of that place, knocking over the vats of Happy Cheese, running over the scientists in their fucking little white coats, mixing the blood and the guts with the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. And I looked to my right. To my right was the bag, the very bag that I brought with me to work that day. And in that bag were the pills that I'd stopped taking 6 months before. Thank you. Shortly after that incident, I was, of course, unemployed, you know, as many people have been. And the weird thing about being unemployed, you know, you wake up the next day and you're wide awake because you're supposed to be getting up and going to work. You know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm wide awake and I should be at work right now, but I'm not. And my cat comes up, you know, he starts brushing me, he's licking my face and stuff, you know, and I'm like, you know, this cat, he's got a little funk to him, he's got a little stink, you know. And I say, oh, I got nothing to do, I'll wash him off, I'll give him a bath, you know, you can bathe a cat. So I took him up, you know, I put him in the shower, got out the palm oil and started hosing him down. He was hosing the little sucker down. This museum over just north of Lincoln Park Zoo, and they had all these weird critters in it. You know, it's like a nature museum. It's a new one. It's part of the new Millennium Park area, I believe. And they had like frogs and snakes and critters and stuff. You know, it made me think of the old reptile swap up in Barrington, Illinois. We could take your pet frog, lizard, or snake in and trade it in for something new, something different. You know, it's about the reptile swap in Barrington. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Alligators, lizards, turtles, snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Australian mini dragon is not a zoo, come near me, oh. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Yee-haw! Give you the reptile swap, that place for you. Yee-haw! Reptile swap for you and me. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. Something different about him. This guy's problem could be like, well, this difference could be a problem. It's like when it's raining outside, you walk in, the floor is nice and clean and stuff, your shoes kind of make this squeaky noise, you know, like a little sweep to them. This guy's problem, he makes this noise all the time. All the time, wherever he goes, no one knows why or how he does it, he just does. They call me Mr. Squeaky, because I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky, cause I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming, and they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky, cause I make the squeaky sound. Girlfriends. My first girlfriend was a law major. She was a lawyer, you know, back in college. Woo! She dumped me. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Then my second girlfriend, she was a Japanese major. She's in Japanese, you know. And my third girlfriend was actually Japanese, which was really kind of bizarre. And then my fourth girlfriend was really into heavy metal, and my fifth girlfriend like had these freaky doll heads. But this is about the girlfriend I haven't had yet. Girlfriend number 8. Hanging out with number 8. Having fun, I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with a number 8. La, 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 la. Hanging out with number 8. If you're having fun, make no mistake. You're hanging out with a number 8. La, 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 la. Break it down now. Hanging out with number 8. Having fun, I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number 8. La, 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 la. Hanging out with number 8. If you're having fun, make no mistake. You're hanging out with number 8. La, 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 la. Hanging out with number 8. Smoking a J and getting baked. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Next song is about being on vacation, like hopefully most of us are. You know, I've been on vacation now 3 days. I'm feeling kind of normal. I don't feel like I should be like saying good morning, how are you, to every single person I see when I walk through the door, you know, in the morning. Or, you know, I don't feel like smiling, you know, I feel like punching somebody in the face, you know. I just feel like myself. I feel like myself. I feel like my mask has been torn off, you know. I'm who I am now. It's just bizarre. It's a song called Work Face. I got my work face on. I got my work face on. Work face on? I got my work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. Work face on? I got my work face on? I got my work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. My work face on? My work face on? My work face on. Asshole. Dweeb. Dumbass. Jerk. Kiss their ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Kiss my ass. I got my work face on. Thank you. Let's slow it down just a little bit. This song hankers back to my old days back in Naperville, Illinois, where I grew up, Naperville. And in my house, I used to have this little big closet. In this closet, this little hole in the wall, you know, this board in front of it. And I could, like, crawl in there. And then I'd go inside this little attic space and just hang out. And there I had some Playboys, you know, that I'd stashed away that I'd stolen from my grandfather. You know, and all kinds of stuff like that. And I used to think about this little girl that I used to go to school with that I want to hang out in that little space with, you know. Welcome to my crawl space. Slide on into my crawl space, baby. Pouring of dead critters all over the place. Welcome to my crawl space, baby. You're so cute with your tight little braids. You're the hottest girl in the fourth grade. Slide on into my crawl space. Welcome to my crawl space, baby. Thank you. This song tells a little story, you know, it's about life and death and redemption and stuff like that. Happened one day, I was heading out for work, you know, I was running kind of late, I didn't have time for breakfast, and I was just walking on the sidewalk. I just walked out of my apartment, and I was walking on the sidewalk, and there was this lifesaver just sitting there on the ground. And I looked down at it, because I was kind of hungry, and I just kind of looked at it, and there's all these little ants just crawling all over this thing, just crawling all over. Here comes this little kid just walking along, holding onto his mom's hand, you know, just holding onto her hand. And they're like walking by, and the little kid kind of pulls over, and puts his leg up, like he's gonna step on it. The mom pulls him away at the last minute. He just keeps walking, you know. And I just looked at him, and I looked back down at the ants and that lifesaver. I'm like, man, should I step on it? I don't know.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you. Step.
So I'm heading back home from work, you know, same day. Just rain. These worms, you know, crawling across the sidewalk. I'm like, worm man, what are you doing? Why don't you underground just hang out with your little wormy friends, you know? What are you up here?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step.
Comes my cat. Just walks up to you like he always does, and struts on him, rolls over on his back, looks up at me with those big green eyes.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you. Step.
Thank you. All right, this is my last song. This one's about something I love to do. It's about getting out there. It's about doing the alley. It's about, you know, riding the curves. It's about there surfing, you know, in the summertime or in the winter, for this matter. It's been so nice the last couple of days. I've been out all the time skateboarding, you know, just doing the skateboard. I wanna go. Skateboarding, skateboarding. I want to go skateboarding, hell yeah. Skateboarding, I want to go skateboarding, hell yeah. Ride that concrete wave. Skateboarding, I want to go skateboarding, hell yeah. Next up, I think we have Cat Splash. Awesome, thank you.